Because of coronavirus, people near and far are going to work, attending church services, and even weddings using apps on computers and phones. But on Sunday, the residents of Grafton pushed aside their screens, left their homes, and gathered together to celebrate the 90th birthday of their beloved neighbor, Joan Lake. As Tennessee Watson reports, social distance guidelines were followed because this party was a car parade.
Just down the street from Joan Lake's house, cars are queuing up across from Grafton's fire station. Mary Fetters and her Mini Cooper warming up for a special rendition of Happy Birthday. Happy birthday, Joan. That's the Grafton Fire Department going by, and they've got big balloons, big 90 balloons. And this rainy day hasn't stopped Austin Powers, yes, that's his real name, from sprucing up his lawnmower for the parade.
It's just a riding lawnmower that has balloons on it.
And you're, like, just sitting out here poised and ready to go in the rain. Can you tell me, like, why this matters so much to you?
Well, she has done a lot for the community, and just to show our support back to her, it helps a lot.
Joan Lake, who worked as a nurse for many years, is described as the glue that holds this town together.
Joan has her ear to the ground all the time as to who needs help, who's in trouble, that type of thing. We think she is the best. And happy birthday, Joan.
Dennis Hunt is president of Grafton Cares, an organization that hosts free community suppers and does outreach to housebound individuals. Joan is one of the group's devoted volunteers. This town's deep gratitude is evident by the steady stream of cars pulling past her house. Their festive lights on roof racks, barking dogs, party hats, and noisemakers. Joan receives her well-wishers in a tiara waving a wand with a star and ribbons. A sign on her porch reads, "Thank you. Hugs later." Kate Bova dangles a gift out her car window. Joan Lake's son Tracy runs over with a bleach wipe in hand to grab it.
Is this allowed?
Absolutely. Totally. Oh, well, only with wipes.
He says the gifts will sit for a few days before Joan opens them, just to be on the safe side. The birthday girl is, after all, in the high-risk age bracket. As for Joan, she says she feels a little bashful about all the attention.
But one of my friends said, turn it around, because everybody's thinking about the virus, and this is giving them something else to think about. So that made me feel better.
She once again has found a way to serve her community.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joan. Happy birthday to you.
Her birthday parade inspired folks to safely pause from isolation and boosted this little town's morale. From Grafton, this is Tennessee Watson for Vermont.